right. Even though it's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
I wouldn't wish this.
I wouldn't wish this
on anyone.
Seeing the people I love
suffer.
Suffer.
It's really hard.
It's really hard.
It's really difficult.
It's really difficult.
And it's not logical.
It's not logical.
And I don't like it.
And I don't like it.
And I don't condone it.
And I don't condone it.
And I don't want it.
And I don't want it.
And I can't fix it.
And I can't fix it.
It's the worst possible pain.
It's the worst possible pain.
To be a caregiver.
To be a caregiver.
To desire.
Desire.
To have a calling,
to have a calling,
a knowing.
An identity
of giving care,
and
feeling powerless.
And powerless.
No matter how much I give,
time,
attention,
love,
patience,
effort,
energy.
All the ways I give.
And the truth is,
I'm powerless.
I can't undo the sickness.
I can't ease their suffering
to the degree I want to.
All the ways,
it's too hard.
It's too big.
It's too consistent.
It's too much.
I want to love and accept
me.
I want to love and accept
my heart,
my amazing heart
that only wants
to make a positive difference.
It hurts me.
I wish I didn't care.
Sometimes I wish I didn't care.
Or I wish I had a button.
So I could turn caring off.
Because even when I'm not with them,
I'm connected.
I know.
It's not the way I wish it was.
They don't deserve it.
No one deserves that pain.
That illness.
That struggle.
That discomfort.
That discomfort.
And no human
deserves to witness it.
And I witness it.
Every day.
Even when I'm not there.
Even when I'm not there.
It's part of me.
I
want to love and accept
all of me.
It's a really hard calling.
It's a really hard path.
It's a really hard path.
To be a caregiver.
To give care.
Because it means
other people need care.
And that's really difficult.
This is really happening to me.
I have a huge heart.
A big heart.
A brave heart.
A loving heart.
And it feels
overwhelmed
in the powerlessness.
I make some difference,
but not enough.
All the judgments I'm holding
about life,
death,
sickness,
pain,
injury,
all the judgments I'm holding
about how it should be different
than it is.
I want to let that go.
If I had control,
it would be different.
If I was God,
this wouldn't exist.
Only health
and vitality.
I can't change it.
I can't undo it.
I can only show up.
All the ways I've been taught
that caring for others,
witnessing their suffering,
is draining.
I want to let that thought go.
That is not my role.
My role
is this life,
this calling.
I am not the one who is sick.
I am not the one in pain.
So I want to remember,
it's not my turn.
Maybe a different life.
Maybe a different year.
But right now,
I'm here
to live
in the vibration
that they can't.
I'm here
to feel nourished,
empowered,
restored
by the gifts
of my calling.
I'm here to give
patience,
gentleness, Steadfastness.
Steadfastness.
I'm here to give.
I'm here to give.
Consistency.
Consistency.
Attention.
Attention.
I'm here to witness.
I'm here to witness.
Observe.
Observe.
I'm here to be.
I'm here to be.
The frequency of compassion.
The frequency of compassion.
For something I don't even like.
For something I don't even like.
Something I wish did not exist.
Something I wish did not exist.
All the ways I'm mixing.
Mixing.
Things out of my control.
Things out of my control.
So that I feel drained.
So that I feel drained.
By powerlessness.
By powerlessness.
With the power.
With the power.
Of who I really am.
Of who I really am.
That I can care.
That I can care.
That I can keep showing up.
That I can keep showing up.
That I can keep caring.
That I can keep caring.
Is a beautiful.
Beautiful,
powerful,
powerful,
amazing,
amazing,
inspiring,
inspiring,
creative
thing.
And for those moments where I am impatient, angry,
resentful,
I want to forgive myself.
I'm learning.
I'm expanding my capacity, my heart,
my mind,
my purpose.
My ideals.
By experience.
I
don't get to be
everything
all at once.
I'm evolving myself
into
someone
that can give great care,
great compassion,
great patience,
great time and effort,
and feel nourished by it.
It's not what I would have chosen.
Because I would never choose someone else
to be the one receiving care.
I want to accept
that I did not create all of it.
And yet,
I do
create
how I show up.
I want to remember.
It is a choice.
It doesn't feel like a choice.
But it is a choice.
I could always run away.
I could die.
I could get sick myself.
Giving care
is a choice.
I want to feel empowered.
Uplifted.
I want to feel the strength.
The courage.
Of who I am.
All the ways.
All the ways.
I believe.
I have believed.
What I have said.
What others have said.
Caregiving is hard.
It's painful.
You have to be a special person
to go through that.
It's stressful.
It's overwhelming.
It's exhausting.
I want,
I desire,
I intend
to create different beliefs
about my life.
Here I am,
in this role,
not through
my own making.
And yet I said yes.
I choose to show up.
And show up again.
And show up again.
I want to fill my body.
I want to fill my mind.
With the power.
The honor.
Of that.
All the ways.
It would be easier.
To walk away.
To check out.
Chemically.
Emotionally.
Mentally.
And I really could.
I want to feel empowered.
By the choice I have made
to step into the role
of giving,
of holding
strength,
courage,
patience,
right where it's needed.
I did not create
the horrible circumstance.
I did not create
those who need care.
I created
my perception
of who I am
in the caring.
I chose
to show up
again
and again
and again.
If it was someone else,
I'd be impressed.
I'd be humbled.
I'd be inspired.
I would be uplifted.
To know a person
like me.
I want to feel that.
I want to feel that.
If I was handicapped,
I wouldn't control it.
That would be my lot in life.
This is my lot in life.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm a caregiver.
I'm a caregiver.
I don't have to like it. But maybe I could.
Maybe.
I don't have to understand it.
But maybe.
I could
understand
the strength
needed,
the courage
needed
for the consistency,
for the dedication.
I want to fuel myself. The people I care for
don't have the energy,
the resources
to give me the gratitude
that would support me.
I chose a role.
I agreed to the role.
I show up for the role
that has very little gratitude.
And so I want
to nourish myself.
I want to look in the mirror
and see
the amazing beauty,
the heart
that I have.
I want to see
not my impatience,
not my exhaustion,
not my resentment,
but who I really am.
I want to imagine
every day
that I could look at me
and remember
I am the most important person
in my life,
and it is good
and it is right
to love me.
And from that space,
I want to see me.
I want to see the true strength
of me.
They did not choose their sickness
from this level of consciousness.
And I did not choose
this life role
from this level of consciousness.
But here I am
on an earth
I don't really understand.
Part of a species?
I really don't understand.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I could just relax
and let go
of all the things I've been taught
that it's exhausting,
that it's a burden,
that it's wearing me out,
that it's aging me.
I want to see me.
I want to feel me.
I want to allow me
to nourish myself.
In each act
of care,
I want to receive
as I am giving.
The story
that we give
and it depletes us.
I no longer choose
to believe that.
What else would I be doing?
I'm giving.
I'm giving.
And it means
my capacity to receive
naturally expands
as I give.
I want to breathe in
gratitude
for my health,
for my calling,
for my abilities.
Most people can't do
what I do.
Plenty of people
cannot do
what I'm doing.
This is my life right now.
This is my life right now.
I no longer agree
to see it
as exhausting,
as a drain,
as frustrating,
as difficult.
This is it.
This is what I'm showing up for.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I could open my heart
just a little bit more
and let in the good stuff.
Let in the greatness
of service.
Let in
whatever support,
whatever gratitude,
whatever life,
whatever vitality,
whatever joy
is seeking
to be part of
the contrast
in my life experience.
My capacity to give
means my capacity to receive
is also expanding.
I just want to say yes.
And I forgive
everybody
who's taught me
that it's exhausting.
I choose to receive
powerfully,
physically, tangibly, mentally,
emotionally.
I choose to receive
great energy,
great possibility,
great light,
great honor,
great
self-respect,
great self-love
through service.
I'm contributing through service.
Not my energy,
but
something greater than me.
No human
could do what I do.
Something bigger than me
keeps me going.
Something bigger than me
calls me to service.
I surrender
to something bigger than me.
I say yes
to feeling blessed,
to recharging,
refueling,
receiving
all that there is to receive.
And I forgive me
and every single caregiver
that gets so focused on giving
that we neglect receiving.
I no longer agree
to be lopsided.
If I can give at this level,
I can receive at this level.
I just didn't know how to say yes.
It flows through me.
No human
could give as much as I give
and live.
Something is flowing through me.
And it is appropriate.
And it is right
to feel nourished,
empowered,
loved
in the act
of service.
I give myself permission
to change my mind
about my role,
about my life,
about my calling,
about my gifts,
about my abilities,
about my humanness,
and about
my great spirit.
It is good.
It is right.
And it's only going to get better
being me.
Okay, big breath.